It is Monday, September 23rd. Today, pixel pushback. That marketing code on your website could land you in front of a judge soon. The lawsuits, in fact, are already being filed. We'll talk to one agency owner whose client is on the hook. Plus, YouTube has good news for brands, bad news for viewers. And will the next filter on influencer platforms read apolitical? I'm Todd Maffin. That's ahead today in digital marketing. This past summer, a California company which makes educational products found itself in front of a judge. This company's alleged defense? Putting a TikTok pixel on its website. Yes, the same kind of pixel you have on your brand's website for TikTok or Meta or Google or all of them. The company is said to have violated California's broad privacy legislation passed 7 years ago, in particular, a section known as Trap and Trace. The law defines a trap and trace device as a tool that captures incoming electronic signals or impulses that help identify the source of a communication. Private citizens, with the help of class action lawyers, are now using this law to sue companies they think violate it with the marketing pixels on their site.
We didn't get notified about any of this happening in terms of a new policy going live in California.
Max Langlois with the performance marketing agency Hype 10. I spoke with him Friday, just a day after he learned one of their clients was being sued too.
There was an email that was sent over that a lawsuit had basically been filed against this particular brand. Basically, a California consumer recently visited this website, and based off of the investigation, the website has installed a trap and trace software in violation of California Privacy Act.
And that alleged trap and trace, a TikTok pixel, not on their client's brand site, but on their Shopify store. So far, at least in the case of that educational company I mentioned earlier, the court ruled against its arguments that the law only applies to physical devices attached to phone lines. The court also refuted its claim that the data collected by TikTok was only for basic operation and maintenance. So what's next? Well, it's hard to say. Like many privacy laws in various jurisdictions, this applies based on where the technology's targets are. In other words, consumers in California. And contrary to popular belief in the marketing world, it's not based on where your brand is located. You could be in Romania, and the law would still technically apply, though enforcement might be difficult. Some brands, like Max's clients, are considering turning pixels off entirely for California consumers, at least until the lawsuit is settled.
The safest route, naturally, would be to stop advertising in California altogether. But as we well know, the vast majority of brands, California is in their top three markets. And so there doesn't seem to be a clear, favorable outcome just yet.
Max Langlois is the founder and CEO of the Hype 10 agency in New York. Their website is hype10agency.com. One of the most frustrating parts about uploading videos to YouTube is that if the enforcement bots detect something against policy, the platform basically just blocks that video entirely. Your only real option is to edit the video and re-upload it. But that makes it a new video, losing whatever comments and virality you had on the previous one. Now YouTube appears to be fixing that. The platform is testing a way to let you edit out parts of your video that break the rules. This way, the video stays under its original URL and maintains the attached engagement. Here's how it works. If a video is flagged, you'll see an option to edit it in YouTube Studio. You can then use a video editor to make changes and fix any issues. After that, YouTube's team will review the updated video and change their decision if necessary. If it's all good, the video is back in play. This is the latest update from YouTube to help creators deal with rule violations. In March, the platform started highlighting specific times in videos where rules were broken. This makes it easier for creators to fix any issues. YouTube also updated its copy strike system last year to make it more fair. So while YouTube makes friends with brands and creators, they may be about to make more enemies out of viewers. The platform is expanding access to pause screen ads. These are, of course, the ads which show up when you pause a video, On mobile, they will squish the video over to the left to make way for a vertical ad, which takes up the right third of the screen. These ads have been around for about a year now, though they'd only been in testing with a very small group. Many people still have never seen one. Looks like that testing has done well because the number of channels which can activate these ads has grown. Now, to qualify for these ads, a channel needs 1,000 subscribers, 4,000 watch hours in the past year, and must be a member of the partner program. YouTube didn't say how much money creators can make from the ads, but the company said it's trying to help creators earn more money. The company said the ads are designed to be less annoying than other types of ads. It was only last year that YouTube let ads on connected TV be unskippable. So far, viewers are unimpressed. With the U.S. presidential election coming up, brands are being more careful about who they partner with. They don't want to risk a political backlash. And a great think piece in Digiday over the weekend looked at the race to find and lock down politically neutral influencers. Quoting from that piece, quote, "Recently, one agency was working with a lifestyle content creator. The ink had just about dried before the deal fell through. In contract negotiations, the brand asked the creator to steer clear of any political content from the start of the campaign in September through January of 2025. It was unclear what was deemed political content, and ultimately, the creator didn't commit. Deandra Brown, a social media star with more than 1 million TikTok followers, noted a similar experience. After posting a picture with presidential candidate Kamala Harris, he was turned down for a brand deal. Brown tweeted the interaction and used it as a call to register to vote. Quote, Digiday reports that some brands are trying to stay safe by working with influencers who focus on topics like beauty or fitness, as these areas are seen as less likely to be divisive. The Digiday piece is called Brands Push for Apolitical Influencers to Avoid Backlash, and it is a great read if you are going to be working with American influencers in the coming months. We have a direct link to it in today's email newsletter, which you can sign up to for free by tapping the link at the top of the show notes or going to todayindigital.com/newsletter. This episode is brought to you by Popular Pays by Lightrix. Discover the power of Popular Pays, where top-tier influencers and creators meet unparalleled white-glove service. Popular Pays is not just a platform. The customer reps become an extension of your team, driving exceptional ROI and brand growth. Their team's expertise ranges from seamless campaign management to creating content, whether for viral TikToks or highly performing reels and posts. Popular Pays streamlines every step from finding the perfect creators to measuring success. Ready to take your influencer marketing to the next level? Visit popularpays.com/podcast to get an exclusive 20% discount. That's popularpays.com/podcast, where brands and creators meet to collaborate. Don't just do influencer marketing, do it right with Popular Pays. A nuclear plant that was the site of the worst nuclear disaster in the U.S. is reopening, and AI is the reason. The Three Mile Island plant will sell its power to Microsoft to fuel the company's AI ambitions. The plant's Unit 1 reactor closed 5 years ago, but it's expected to be up and running by 2028. That's when Microsoft will start buying the carbon-free energy produced from it to power its data centers. It's a 20-year agreement. It's the largest ever for Constellation Energy, the company that owns the plant. Nuclear energy is becoming more appealing to companies like Microsoft because it's a reliable source of zero-carbon power. And unlike wind and solar, nuclear plants can stay on at all times of the day and night. This makes them a good fit for data centers that need to run 24/7. But nuclear energy has long been criticized for its waste. The U.S. still has no permanent repository for nuclear waste. Instead, the waste is scattered across 70 different plants around the country. I did a very adult thing over the weekend. I bought new shoes. Now wait. So I haven't bought new shoes in, I think, 14 years now. Basically, like the year that my wife and I started dating, Yeah, since then. And here's what happened is that, like, right in the early days of my consumer preference buying life, you know, early 20s, I got a pair of Rockports and I loved them. And I guess the brand, like, imprinted on me like a duckling or something, because that's all I would buy. I would only buy Rockports from now on. And indeed, these Rockports that I've had for 14 years have held up. Sort of. You know, I walk a little crooked on them and the soles are worn through, so you can't walk on ice, so you just fall over. But, you know, and apparently they look a little ratty. That was the big concern that my wife and, to be fair, most of my friends have said they look ratty. Someone used the phrase grandpa shoes. I think that was what it was. And I have been shoe shopping before, but I just hate all clothes shopping. I hate all of it. But I went to the mall somewhat non-consensually, but we went to the mall, finally got a pair of shoes. I think they look pretty good. They're like one of those slip-ons, but they look like a dress shoe. Kind of like a sneaker dress shoe. Anyway, I'm happy. More importantly, my wife is happy, so. That's all that matters, right? All right, thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.